you, Milos, for this very comprehensive approach and for the recommendations that you just made about the need to define slabs, but also to have legislation adapted to adapted to the context where they are, where they should be enacted. So now I will turn to Paulina. Paulina Gutierrez, and what role can NGOs like Article 19 play to tackle legal harassment of journalists, so advocacy-wise, but also in terms of legal support, or also in terms of the capacity building of journalists? So it will be my first question. And the second question, from your experience, can we assess the strength and gaps of the various legislation, but not only legislation, more broadly measures taken to tackle the legal harassment of journalists?
Thank you.